Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng. Dr. Ng's 10 of 10. I'd like to invite you to close your eyes if you haven't already. Bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. The inspiration and expiration. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. Who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of your life that gives me life." As we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And take in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently. Bring attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. A moment to acknowledge your heart with deep gratitude for the work it does without you thinking about it. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. And for the next 10 minutes or so, we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the absolute mystery, the unknowable, that infinite and divine intelligence that is God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 84 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Now. How glorious is your dwelling place, O blessed architect of the universe. My soul longs, yes, aches for the abode of the beloved. All that is within me sings for joy to the living heart of love, even as the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nesting place, where its young are raised within your majestic creation. You invite us to dwell within your heart. Blessed are they whose hearts are filled with love, who sing praises to you with grateful hearts. Blessed are they who put their strength in you, who choose to share the joy and sorrows of the world. They do not give way to fear or doubt. They are quickened by the divine. Light and power they dwell within. The peace of the Most High. They go from strength to strength and live with integrity. O Eternal Lover, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Divine Comforter. Forgive what is unholy within me. Free me from my illusions. For a day within the heart of love is more to be desired than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a servant in your dwelling place than live in riches among those who know not love. But the Beloved is as radiant as the sun, as strong as a steel shield, and invites each one to come to partake of the banquet. Who will accept the goodness of love? Who will seek the spiritual treasure? O loving Creator of the universe, blessed are all who put their trust in you. They bless the world. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, that you are the architect of our lives, that you have already drawn out the plan, a plan that consists of good health, of abundance, of peace, of love, and of every good and perfect gift. It is written that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor the heart of man perceive it. All the good that you have prepared for us. As we come into this truth this morning, let us truly embrace and embody it. That God who is at the center of our being and whose center is everywhere, and in whom we live and have our being in, desires nothing but good, absolute good, for each and every part of its creation. Mother, Father, God, as we're here this morning, each of us with our individual as well as our collective needs, wants, and desires, we can surrender them to you because you said before you call, I have answered, and while you yet speak, I have heard. And so we place our needs before the throne of grace this morning, knowing that that infinite and divine intelligence that permeates in and through all things, as all things, knows what to do and how to do it. As the angel asked Sarah, is there anything too hard for God to do? Mother, Father, God, we are so grateful for the awareness of your presence, of your power, of your spirit that is right where we are, that can ground us and anchor us when we feel disheartened, disillusioned, or despairing. We can always return to the center of our being and know as Jesus did, that the Father within us does the work. So for everything that is happening across our world at this time, so much division, so much separation, so much greed, so much injustice, so much man's inhumanity to his and her fellow man. We bring it all before you, Mother, Father, God, for our governments. For our governments, our ministers, our leaders, touch their hearts, their minds, their consciousness. That they truly would lead with dignity and integrity, truth and fairness. For the needs of each and every one of us here present. For our friends, families and loved ones. For our community, our nation, our world. I place them all before you now. And surrender each and everything, each and every need, each and every desire to you. Mother, Father, God, as we prepare ourselves during this Advent season for the conscious awareness of the birthing of the Christ within us, let us not forget the reason for the season and our business of being and doing. for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy. We are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God,
Within and without.
Radiating brightness. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God,
Within and without.
Manifesting a vibration. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. The loves, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.